Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, September 15th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Hunter indicted. Planned Parenthood back into Wisconsin. Biden meeting with Zelensky. And one casino paid up, another has not. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Hunter Biden indicted in a Delaware federal court on three counts tied to his possession of a gun while using narcotics. In 2018, he completed a form saying he was not using illegal drugs. But he was. Two of the counts carry a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. The third has 5 years. Do not let this distract you from the House impeachment inquiry, which is not about Hunter Biden at all, really, and it's certainly not about his gun possession. It is about Joe Biden and how much Joe Biden used his son as a conduit to accept payments from foreign adversaries. But by the way, Hunter's statute of limitations on this, these gun charges, was set to expire in October. Planned Parenthood said they will resume abortions in Wisconsin after a Wisconsin judge ruled that an 1849 law does not apply anymore. So when Roe v. Wade was overturned last year, the claim was that Wisconsin should go back to the law as it was written prior to 1973, which was the law passed in 1849. And that law said no abortion in Wisconsin ever. But the judge said, well, no, there was another abortion law passed in 1985, which talked about fetal viability, which is something around 24 weeks, and determined that the more recent law supersedes the 1849 ban. So abortions are now legal again in Wisconsin for now. The president of Ukraine, Zelensky, planning to meet Joe Biden at the UN General Assembly in New York next week. Biden recently said, I hope we have finally put to bed the notion about whether or not Ukraine is welcome in NATO. It's going to happen. Ooh, that issue should not be put to bed. Joe Biden just approved another $500 million in new aid to Ukraine. Hackers broke into Las Vegas casinos, MGM Resorts, and Caesars. The ATM and slot machines didn't work. Elevators were broken. People had to wait hours to check into their rooms. The MGM website is still down. The group behind the attack is called Scattered Spider in the US and England. Caesars admits that they paid tens of millions of dollars to end the hacking. MGM, so far, has not. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, let's talk about poor people in America. Statistics from the Census Bureau out this week say poverty is increasing for the first time in 22 years. The Bureau puts the number at about 38 million folks living below the poverty line of $30,000 a year for a family of four. President Biden says poverty is increasing because of some cutbacks to the massive social programs Democrats have created. The left is committed to supporting Americans who cannot cut it in the marketplace by giving them entitlements gleaned from the taxes of working people. This is called income redistribution. The problem here is that the federal government now owes about $33 trillion. The USA cannot cover its massive bill, so it has to borrow. Joe Biden could not care less. He is in business to buy votes by promising free stuff to the have-nots. He has absolutely no plan to reduce poverty through achievement. America offers more opportunity than any other country on the planet, but you have to seize it. Having babies out of wedlock with no assets will guarantee you'll be poor. Becoming a substance abuser leads to poverty. So does failing to get an education or refusal to develop a skill. There are many pathways to avoid economic hardship. The military, community college, working your butt off, saving your money. But sitting around waiting for a government check is a doom loop. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Here is the mail. Dwight Breland, Belchasse, Louisiana. It's Chase or Chasse. I haven't been to Belchasse. I'm sure it's on a bayou. Is it even possible that as president, Barack Obama had no idea about the Biden situation? Yes, of course it is. They don't work closely together. Obama had no use for Biden, appointed him to do a few things. He should have known about the bribery stuff in Ukraine that Biden threatened to prosecute there. Obama should have known. You have a very hard time proving that Barack Obama knew the grifting that was going on. Possible. Very hard to prove. John Broderick, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. How does Joe Biden spend money that is not appropriate by Congress? Because the White House gets an allotment of money that they can use for various things. That's how he does it. Bob Roth, why omissing Pennsylvania? Why can't we arrest Mayorkas? He breaks immigration law. Who's we? Justice Department's never going to do that. He'd have to be charged with a crime. And Mayorkas is just doing what he's told. Mayorkas doesn't make policy. Biden tell the Biden people that we outline, tell him what to do, and he does it. So got to be realistic here. Steve, concierge members. Thank you, Steve. Steve has an insurance policy for his life. Anything goes wrong with Steve's life, comes to me. I'll try to help him out. Chris Cuomo is only interested in promoting the left's agenda and anti-Trump rhetoric. Why, Bill, do you argue with the guy? Because I reach people on News Nation that I wouldn't ordinarily reach. So I'm not going to, you have a point in the sense that on economics and things like that, I'm not going to do that anymore because it's just hopeless. But I have a lot of information that I can give in those debates with Cuomo that those viewers of News Nation wouldn't hear anyplace else. So that's why I do it. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A major box office draw this summer is a film called Equalizer 3. The action flick stars one of the country's finest actors. Here is the story of Denzel Washington. Born September 28, 1954, in Mount Vernon, New York, young Denzel studied medicine and journalism at Fordham University. In his 20s, Washington decided to pursue a career in acting. He performed in theater companies in San Francisco and New York City, then landed his first major gig in 1987, a movie called Cry Freedom. Since then, Denzel Washington has appeared in 64 films. He rose to fame through his exceptional performances in historic roles. Washington played a black soldier in the Civil War epic Glory. He portrayed civil rights leader Malcolm X and appeared alongside Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, the first movie to tackle the issue of AIDS. He has been nominated for 8 Academy Awards and won 2. Best Supporting Actor for Glory and Best Actor for the 2001 film Training Day. Denzel Washington's total net worth, about $280 million. Despite his Hollywood pedigree, Mr. Washington remains an American patriot. He is one of the few celebrities who offers public praise for service members and police officers. After the killing of George Floyd, Denzel Washington said, quote, I have the utmost respect for police, for what our soldiers do. They sacrifice their lives. I don't care for people who put them down. If it weren't for them, we would not have the freedom to complain about what they do, unquote. And here's something else you might not know. Denzel Washington's next project is one of the most anticipated films of the decade. He will star in the sequel to director Ridley Scott's Gladiator, named Gladiator 2. It hits the theaters next summer. That should be interesting. There weren't many Roman leaders who were black, so I suspect Denzel Washington will play a gladiator. And remember, the man is 68 years old. But if anyone can pull it off, it's him. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.